Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show, getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shockers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by bullpen coach Paul Mueller, who is the head of a bullpen who has been absolutely terrific to start this season. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
How much fun has it been down there the last couple weeks?
Oh, it's been an absolute blast. We got a great group of guys. The vibes are awesome. You know, guys are pitching well. It's been a fantastic time.
How much, too, is pitching well factored into it? It seems like it's gone from guy to guy to guy. It doesn't matter who has the ball. They're all feeding off each other, and they're pitching incredibly well.
Yeah, I think they feed off of each other, you know, and like I said, we have such a great group of guys. They're really tight-knit. You know, they're all friends with each other, and so that makes things a lot easier. But, yeah, guys are just feeding off of each other, and the success keeps rolling.
What's really impressed out there?
For me, it's just the consistency with the guys. You know, they're attacking the zone, they're getting ahead in counts, they're putting guys away, and like you said, it's been night in and night out.
Well, it's been night in and night out over this team's big time win streak as well. You guys have the best bullpen ERA in all of minor league baseball over this win streak. How impressive has it been to again see those great results, see them night in and night out, but to see them from every single guy you decide to put out in the mound?
Yeah, it's been super impressive, and it's, you know, we know these guys are more than capable of it, but what they've been doing has just been exceeding expectations every single night, and it's been really fun to watch.
How much does that really showcase to you, the staff and the Brewers organization, of the leaps and bounds that some of these guys have taken over the offseason?
Yeah, and I think that's something, you know, as an organization, we do really well. And like I said, these guys just responded to their daily work and putting in that work, you know, really well.
Is this something you've seen success-wise from day one of spring training? Because you've been with these guys since late February.
Yeah, you know, I think guys came into spring training a little hungry this year, and they put in that work, you know, and it's really paying off for them right now.
Talking about guys who are hungry to just finally get back to baseball, Justin Niegar is one of them. He was limited to just 3 appearances and 2-plus innings last year. He comes out this year. That's been a dominant start. What has stood out to you from Niegar?
Yeah, he had a rough spout last year with some injuries and stuff, but he's done a really good job this offseason and in spring training, getting his body into a really good position to recover and be available every night. And it's just been really awesome to see him having the success and him being able to stay healthy this year.
Well, and how about him jumping into that closer role this year as well?
Yeah, filling a big hole from our guy last year. You know, Jaeger slid right in and has been absolutely lights out from day one.
Couple guys who are new to this team, one of them new to the organization in Sam Carlson. Every fastball he throws seems to just jump off the map. It's 95, 96 plus. He's got good secondaries. How fun has it been to see him really take hold to a good start of the year in his first year in the organization?
Yeah, new guy to the organization, so, you know, a lot of unknowns, but he's come in and fit in really well. And, you know, like you said, 95 to 97, you know, he's coming in and attacking the zone, putting pressure on the hitters and really making them feel him out on the mound, and it's been fun to watch.
How about Justin King down there? Started off the season having never pitched in Double-A before, and he struck out 7 of the 9 batters he's faced to start the year.
Yeah, very impressive. And another guy who's kind of dealt with some injuries in the past, but has placed a priority on getting his body right, and he's done a fantastic job, again, just punching out guys left and right.
For you to start this year, it is a new thing. This is your second year with the Shockers, but it's the first time you've been here to start the season. How much has that helped you not having to jump in midway?
It's been awesome. It's helped a lot. You know, last year coming in halfway through the season, didn't really know what to expect. This year, you know, second year working with Will, a lot of returning guys that I'm familiar with, and it's just been a super easy transition.
How much does that familiarity help you in your role?
I think a ton. I think, you know, a lot of coaching is building relationships with the players, and so when you already have those relationships established, it just makes the job a lot easier.
This year also, you have a new ring that you've added to your collection in your Arizona Complex League ring. The ACL Brewers won the title last year. You were their pitching coach for a little over halfway through the season. How excited were you to see your guys get the title, and how fun is it to have a ring now?
Yeah, shout out ACL Brewers. Yeah, it was really fun to watch. It was something that I kept up with all last year, trying to watch as many games and keep up with box scores as much as I could, you know, and to see those guys continue to have success was really fun. And then, you know, they brought it all home. So getting that ring was pretty cool.
How pretty does the ring look?
It's a lot bigger than I expected. It's pretty awesome. Hopefully we'll be able to add another one this year.
Well, hey, the pitching staff keeps up like this, it might not be too long before you have two.
Yeah, I hope so. Pitching and defense wins games, right? So, you know, we've been lights out in that, so we'll hopefully keep it up the rest of the year.
Paul, appreciate the time. Thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and Lookouts at 105.